David, a very difficult night here in Bodø.
Yeah, disappointing. We got off to a poor start. Again, obviously, the second goal, the penalty. You almost sort of, with hindsight now, look back and sort of think that you probably wish the effort had went in and Kirk would have remained on the pitch, where we had a, you know, 11 against 11. As soon as they got the penalty and the red card. It was always going to be a hard night, and again, I'm sure I stated after the game last week that it was only half time. There was such a long way to go. We knew the level that we were going to play against tonight. They upped their game, they took their chances tonight, and punished us probably the majority of times that we made little small mistakes.
They showed tonight what a top class they are, the team that beat Roma, Celtic, the team that could go on to the group stages this year.
Yeah, a good side, and again, we've seen that tonight. Their level of pressing high and their intensity to get the ball back, their relentlessness, again, something that we've talked about as a club when we play in our own domestic league about getting goals and winning games and being strong right to the 90th minute. They were that tonight, and you know, credit to them. I feel for the players because they're disappointed, they're despondent for obvious reasons with the result. But again, I'm the manager, we'll bounce back. We have an opportunity against whoever we play next week now in the Europa League to go and perform again and say, when you get to this level of the stage that where we are, we understand no matter who we play against, there's always going to be a challenge. Yes, tonight's disappointing, but I've got to remain positive, upbeat. We have a hell of a group in there. I said that last week. We have a fantastic group, hard working, honest, and they'll be back better for the experience of that defeat tonight.
Tonight's show by Bodø shows how good our result last week really was, doesn't it?
Yeah, again, maybe they did take their eye off it a little bit last week. Maybe they underestimated it a little bit. But we knew, you could see in some of their play last week, that what level that we were playing against. Everything probably went right for us last week. A lot of things went wrong for us tonight. Conceding an early goal, going down to 10 men. Some of our defending probably could have and should have been a little bit better, but as I say, I'll take the positives out of both legs, remain positive, keep the players positive and upbeat, and look forward to another huge game for the club next week.
I mean, obviously we fly straight home after this game. You know, you've got a few days to get everybody heads back up again.
Yeah, again, speaking to the players in there, it's like when you lose a game of any magnitude, you're going to be disappointing. Tonight was, we felt that we had given ourselves some sort of opportunity coming with a small lead, but you know that evaporated very quickly, and you know they concede the goal so early into the game, put us on the back foot. But as I say, I could stand here and discuss everything all night and be as despondent and disappointed. I want to remain positive and upbeat, and the players in there still believe that we've a, you know, an unbelievable opportunity here, which is going to present itself firstly next week against Zurich or Carabag, and then on to whatever else after that. So upbeat, positive, disappointing night, of course, but again, these players are they've been absolutely huge for me over the last number of years, and they'll remain that going forward.
And we'll look forward to seeing a big crowd back at Windsor Park next Thursday, whoever we play, Zurich or Carabag.
Yeah, let's hope so. Again, no matter who we play next week, it's going to be a challenge. Two very good teams who are going to be, one of them is going to be like ourselves, eliminated out of the Champions League tonight. But we'll look forward to that when it arises.
All the very best, David.
Thanks.